USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is cheering a bipartisan deal on the structure of the impeachment trial of former President Trump. The New York Democrat lays out the timing for arguments.
Each side will have ample time to make their arguments. 16 hours over 2 days for the House managers, the same for the former president's counsel. If managers decide they want witnesses, there will be a vote on that.
Facebook announced on Monday that it will take down posts with claims about vaccines that health organizations or its fact checkers deem false. Facebook adding that they will begin enforcing this policy immediately, adding that the focus will be on publishers, groups, and accounts that violate its rules. Twitter made that same announcement regarding vaccines in December. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all ending the day after the Super Bowl in positive territory. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
One of the deadliest avalanches in Utah history claims four skiers.
A deadly avalanche swept eight skiers down a Utah mountain Saturday, killing four. The victims, all in their 20s, included three Salt Lake City residents. They were part of two separate groups caught in the avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. Four survivors, all men who ranged from 23 to 38 years of age, had dug themselves and the victims out of the snow before being rescued. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Twitter is considering subscription fees for some of its products to reduce the company's dependence on advertising revenues. Some ideas include the ability for users to pay the people they follow for exclusive content or charging for advanced services like TweetDeck, the undo send feature, and other profile customization options. Experts believe the company would benefit from a more steady revenue stream as its United States market has started to flatten. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial begins on Tuesday, and while an acquittal is near certain as 17 Republicans would have to vote to join all Democrats in voting to convict, testimony will be presented in the upper chamber seeking to prove Trump's role in the incitement to insurrection in the January 6th Capitol breach. Attorneys for the former president say they will be playing clips from prominent Democrats, including Representative Maxine Waters, who asked her supporters to confront and harass members of the Trump administration. Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul adding,
"You're going to see the Trump defense play video of Maxine Waters telling crowds to mob Trump administration. You'll probably see comments from Representative Omar wishing and celebrating the violence that happened to me."
As far as those accusations against Waters, the congresswoman was asked on MSNBC.
"If you look at the words that I used, the strongest thing I said was tell them they're not welcome. Talk to them. Tell them they're not welcome. I didn't say go and fight. I didn't say anybody was going to have any violence, and so they can't make that stink."
Waters also saying the people are going to turn on them, they're going to protest, and they're going to absolutely harass them. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.